We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Adam Spitz receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I hope that you had a happy Halloween. What'd you do, Sean? Tom?
Drank too much.
That is not something that you want to like talk about right here, though.
But that was my treating.
Okay, that was your treating.
And I had less tricking.
Yeah. So. Okay. Did you ever end up getting dressed?
No.
No. Okay.
That's probably why
you do that every day, right?
Yeah, okay. I dress in costume.
All right. Well, and how about you, Tom?
I handed out candy to a whole bunch of kids.
Did you have a lot of kids this time?
200 and a little over.
Yeah, we had a lot this time.
Yeah, it was a mob scene. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was funny because we always. I have to tell everybody I really miss my kids. You know, they're all getting older, and my youngest son was home. But we used to have these huge Halloween parties, and. And so it was so much fun, and so my friends were like, what's the Paganos doing? And anyways, they're like, we're bringing food over, we're coming over, we're not letting the tradition go. So
and you have a nice neighborhood for
trick-or-treating. We do. They drop them off, let me tell you. Yeah. So anyways, I want to welcome and say good morning, and thank you so much for starting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Sean. And just a reminder to all my new friends out there that we do have Facebook. It's The Kim Pagano Show. And thank you so much for sharing. God, we've had like tons and tons of giveaways. And I want to just do a little shout out. First of all, I met Mary and Bill over at the Ojai Taste, and really great couple. And Mary asked me to tell her to clean your house, Mary, if you're listening. She's like, oh, that's great, you know, wake up station. So anyways, and then Philip, another winner, he won some gift certificate to go get some Halloween costumes. And then we gave away a bunch of Underwood Family Farms, and that was Sherry and Heather and Kylie and Bernadette and Katie and Stephanie. So if you were one of those, thank you so much. I do want to say, if you just go on my Facebook and like our show and share it, you are entered to win. There's always really great things there. Also, if you miss any part of our show today, you can listen on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. And we've got a really good show here today. I want to give out our phone number because we've got lots of things we're giving away. 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. 650-1590. Write that number down. We've got tickets to Roxy Stadium 11 in Camarillo. We've got a gift certificate to Nothing Bundt Cakes. That's Bundt Bucks. And we've got breakfast for two at IHOP. We've got tickets to The Taste on November 7th. That's over at Pierpont Inn. And we've got tickets to The Blue and The Gray at Terre Haute Ranch. So we got lots to talk about. Yeah. Who's our first guest? In fact, let's start off with that. It's kind of if you feel that you need to be empowered and you want to feel good today, that's what this show's about. We've got a lot of self-help.
Yeah, and this is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, you never know how it all comes together, but it's fun. So
our first guest is Paul Dunyon. Yeah. He's a therapist and former philosophy professor. Dr. Paul Dunyon, are you there?
I'm doing fine out here in Connecticut.
How are you?
Good.
So, yeah, so that's our first guest. Let me just kind of go through our little list again. Mm-hmm. Then we have, so Paul is the path of the novice mystic and maintaining beginner's heart and mind. And also joining us today is Kristen Moeller, and she is the author of a new book that was released in, well, it's being released in 2014. What are you waiting for? You know, so many of us put off everything till my house is clean, till my kids are older, till I, you know, get braces, till I get skinny, till I get, you know. God, it's today. It's all about today. We have, lastly, is Dr. Darren Wiseman. And he's going to be giving us some life coaching tips on how to tap into the true self and how to live a happier life. That's really what it's all about. He actually is going to talk about our body, and really he is a holistic physician. And so he's got some body dialogues.
And that should be interesting, because I think he's a contributor to that very popular book by Dr. Emoto, The Healing Power of Water.
Yeah.
And so,
it should be interesting. Anyways, again, I do want to give out our phone number here. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here is 805-650-1590, and we're going to be giving lots of stuff away. I got lots of stuff here, and I'm excited to share with you from all my sponsors. I do want to say this is your last weekend to get 30% off on surfaces. I mean, great deal. And so if you're starting to do any of your remodeling or anything that you know, needs help at your home or your business or any kind of surfaces, you know, your floor, your counters, all that, give them a call at 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. They're located right here in Oxnard. And tell them Kim sent you. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's get started. And welcome, Paul Dunyon. And thank you so much for joining us today. Tell
us a
little bit about yourself.
I've been in practice as a psychotherapist for the last 30 years. Before that, I did teach philosophy at two different colleges. A lot of my work in the last 30 years has focused on the issues that men face in the culture also.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, good. Because I think men don't share enough, you know? I mean, they're kind of like, you know, we're okay. I'm okay, right? I think that's interesting. I think that's something that needs definitely tapping into.
And I'm kind of curious about this term, the novice mystic. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, sure. It really comes from a concept that anthropologists talk about relating to indigenous cultures, and that is, in most indigenous cultures, when young people are getting initiated into adulthood, what they're initiated into is the understanding that life is fundamentally mysterious and unpredictable. And unfortunately, in our culture, we tend to do the opposite, and that is initiation is about accepting a formula to live life, either by having a certain education, a certain bank account, a certain job, certain position, certain neighborhood, suggesting that life will be demystified and will be predictable. And that's probably a considerably more dangerous paradigm to be working with.
Right. You know, you and I briefly touched base yesterday. And I loved kind of what we talked about is, do you wake up feeling conquered before you even start and before you even open your eyes, or are you conquering your life? And I love that. I mean, I thought that was amazing, because I thought, really, how do we wake up in the morning? That's what this is all about. And, you know, it's attitude, it's gratitude, it's, you know, when you start looking at life as a full and all the things that you have grateful, because there's so many people that wake up and say, ugh, another day, you know?
Right.
And I just have never been that way. I'm like, yes, I'm on this side of the dirt.
And one of the things that it's pretty interesting, I think you're taking like sort of an existentialist outlook that from the point of view that we do live in a mysterious, insecure, unpredictable world, and almost to give yourself up to that. That's a very almost Eastern approach, too, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It's about what does it mean to make peace with that, as opposed to struggling with it or fighting it. And as Kim points out, to fight it, typically what happens is an individual either is exercising excessive will, that is trying to really dominate life. I came across an interview on CBS of a prominent political advisor some time ago. And he said that in the kitchen where he grew up, in the home he grew up in, there was a note on the refrigerator that said, failure is unacceptable.
Says what?
Failure is unacceptable.
Failure is unacceptable. And I found myself wanting to change that to perfectionism is unacceptable.
Mm, there you go. Yeah. And I think that's, we live in a 24/7 world. We are not really able to shut down or shut down our thoughts and our feelings most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, in a workplace, you can't say, kind of having a moment. Can you give me a second? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. We'll just mm-hmm. tell the customers to, you know, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. How do you, I mean, life happens. Your feelings happen. You know, health issues happen. How do you, I mean, what do we do? Paul, and anybody that's just joining us right now, I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're here with Sean and Tom, and we're talking with Paul Dunyon, and his book is Path of the Novice Mystic, Maintaining a Beginner's Heart and Mind. Why do you call it Maintaining a Beginner's Heart and Mind?
Simply because in facing the mystery, I am going to need to learn to be a beginner. That is, if I'm truly committed to some growthful path, I'm going to be on unfamiliar terrain pretty regularly.
Okay.
And if I have an adversarial relationship with being a beginner or a novice, it's always going to be traumatic. It's going to be traumatic to be a beginner, or I'm going to be in denial of it. I'm going to pretend that I know something I don't know.
Hmm.
And a beginner's heart, in my mind, is the energy of it is generated by awe and wonder, and an acceptance of I don't have to know all this right now. I am in a beginning place, which indicates that some growth is occurring.
Yeah. Right.
And Paul, don't you think? I had this thought a couple of weeks ago that.
That's scary. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's been percolating this whole. But to a certain, this kind of resonates with it. Is that the only true adventures we have in life are the unknown, the unexpected, because the things we know...
We plan, right?
We've already planned, and
and like, even if you plan, not so,
things can go
yeah.
awry, but when you don't know exactly, you could have, like, a course that you set, mm-hmm. which doesn't mean you can be, well engaged and prepared for what's mm-hmm. to come for your adventure, so to speak. That's why we mm-hmm. go get educations and, mm-hmm. and those sorts of things, But the adventure is the unknown, the uncertainty. And rather than wallowing in the despair of it, almost you're saying to sort of embrace it.
Yes. Because absolutely. That the adventure has to happen in the place where I don't have certainty. There's a fellow who did some tremendous research on proficient folks who track through the wilderness who got lost at some point. And he noticed that in the stages of getting lost, which I think happens when we're in uncertainty, he saw five stages. The first four were denial. I'm not lost.
Wow.
And they only started moving in some direction of that would be helpful to them at the fifth stage, which was, I think I'm really lost. The culture we live in doesn't suggest that that's a good thing, that we should get lost and make peace with it. But as you're pointing out, if I'm in the depth of uncertainty, that equals I'm lost on some level.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, I mean, the biggest thing is I really think that we need to not, and so many of us do this, underestimate ourselves. And we walk in, thinking we can't handle it instead of going, I take on the world. I mean, whatever, hopefully it's all amazing stuff, but there's a journey out there and there's a path that we all have to take and you welcome it. And I think that that's kind of what we're talking about here and I love it. So, Paul, with all your experience, how can we make peace with life and as we shed needless worry and anxiety?
I think there are several things we can do. You've already named one that I really like a lot, and
that is
to make a commitment to put gratitude into my life.
I love Yes, thank you.
In my men's groups, I suggest at least 30 days upon awakening, give thanks for you woke up.
Correct.
There was no guarantee that you were going to make it through the night.
Yes.
And I noticed the fellows that have been doing that have a certain richness that's been coming to their life.
You know, I want to thank you, though, also for having a men's group. I have a women's support group, and I want to do this, like, worldly. That's my dream, my wish, to have, you know, and it's interesting because men and women are so different. I've had John Gray on my show, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and we are so different. There is just no question, you know, the way my husband sees it and the way I see it. And I'm also a hair therapist. When I have clients, I just talked to one of my really good friends, and he's like, if my wife tells me something, I'm automatically think that I have to fix it unless she tells me otherwise. You know, women are just, that's not how we are. We're like, okay, you know, I mean, I guess we're more nurturing. But
they're more open to, like, I notice for females, there's the level of certainty isn't as high.
Yeah.
And not certainly not as quickly, you know, attained. Like, even asking a guy for directions. Oh, no, I know where I'm going. I'll figure this out. Like the old cliche. Yeah.
And we're open. We're like, oh, yeah, we need help. You know, I mean, it's we're not damsel in distress. OK. But, you know, we're going to get the help we need so we can keep going through conquering. And we just work different. We're moms, you know. Most of us are multitaskers because, you know, when the kids say, I need to get homework done and you got to, you know, have dinner ready and then you got to, you know, it just.
So what sort of men do you have in your groups, Paul?
I call them mostly seekers. They're trying to shed cultural mandates that have severely inhibited them, either in relating to themselves, relating to the people they love. Relating to their God, they're trying to shed cultural mandates that get in the way of them being who they're meant to be.
Right. So, what is it that you would help us with?
Say it again.
So, what are some of the things that you said you could help us with? I mean,
well, the gratitude is one. The other one that I think is a big deal. When people say to me they're afraid to take a risk,
right?
I typically say that's not true. Mm. What you're probably afraid of is that if there are unfavorable results when you take that risk, you will not forgive yourself.
Mm.
And so learning about self-forgiveness in my mind is an immense deal to make peace with life so that I can take risk. And it doesn't mean if there are unfavorable consequences, I won't feel remorse and guilt. That's just a natural response. But I will be committed to forgiving myself when that happens.
Okay.
That's, I think, an amazing big deal.
Right. You know, you talk a little bit about life throws us curveballs. That is like, you know, I mean, really, people don't get that. Mm-hmm. And so when you're driving wherever you're going right now, or you're waking up and you're like, oh, I have my whole plan for the day, and you get a phone call, or, you know, maybe that's the way life is. That's what you have to expect.
I've always been trying to tell myself over the last couple of years that failure are the small little antecedent conditions to large successes.
Right. And also, I'm going to like kind of go on top of that one, is it's all about how you receive it. Yeah. I really think that's the bottom line, is how you receive whatever you've been told or given or life gives you.
So what about when you encounter men or women, Paul, that aren't open to this, how do you kind of get them to see the curveballs as learning points?
Well, usually the first step is if they've come to see me, and they have that kind of resistance, I typically have to say to them, so tell me why you're here.
Ah.
You didn't get here because everything's groovy.
Right. Right.
And
okay.
I have to just keep leaning there in a gentle fashion until I hear, yeah, I'm here because such and such is out of control, or I'm having a lot of pain. It's that place where there's an acknowledgement of some level of suffering or some level of feeling stuck that can open the door.
I love Great. It.
So Paul, where can people find your book, The Path of the Novice Mystic, Maintaining a Beginner's Heart and Mind? Where can they pick that up?
Certainly off of my website, pauldunyon.com, but also Amazon. It's easily accessible.
All right. Paul, a pleasure talking with you. I look forward to talking to you again. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that input. And thank you for making men aware that, you know, it's okay to be, you know, alive inside.
Right.
Hey, there you go. I like that. So, okay. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Our next guest is Kristen Muller, and she's the author of What Are You Waiting For? And Learn How to Rise to the Occasion of Your Life. That's what our whole show is kind of about, and we're going to have fun here. I do want to give something away right now. I've got tickets for this Thursday coming, November 7th, 5:30 to 8:00 at the Pierpont Inn, over 40 different taste exhibits. And we got from all the local restaurants here, and bakeries and confectioners and wineries and breweries, all that. You will get two tickets. And so give us a call here. We'll take caller number 7 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And caller number 7. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And congratulations to Pam out there for being a winner. We do have more, of course. And our phone number here is 650-1590. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And it is the brighter side of the 805. And we're talking about, you know, all the feel-good. This is a feel-good show. And we're really talking about feel good today because, you know, we've got a lot of self-help, you know, authors on. And I do want to remind everybody of my 2 o'clock show because we're talking about we've got Charlene Morla, the marketing and events director from Ventura Chamber of Commerce, and Rachel Main, the corporate executive chef of Main Course, California Catering. And then we've got they're going to be talking about the Taste of event. And then also Lyle Pennington and Pete Swavely And they are talking about the blue and the gray, and that is November 9th and 10th. We do have tickets for that, and that is over at Terra Rajada. And then we have Christine Smith that is going to be joining us from Deerdorf Family Farms. And you definitely, she's been, I'm telling you, those organic, we've got great
recipes. Those baskets are
awesome. I know, and I'm really excited to talk about a recipe that we're going to be giving on that show. So definitely join us at 2 to 3, really great things that you can win there too. So anyways, I want to get back to our show. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right here, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And
it's the brighter side of the 805.
There you go. All right, we've got Kristen Moeller coming on. And Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what are you waiting for? What a great name. How to rise to the occasion of your life. I love it. I could see, like, you know, champagne glasses. Tell us how you came up with the name and who you are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I've been a chronic waiter all my life.
We were just talking about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait till our house is clean. Wait till the kids are grown. Wait till, you know, yeah.
Those subtle and not so subtle ways we wait in life. And, you know, I really delved into the topic when I wrote my first book in 2008. And then I was working on this book. The concept had kind of been birthed with a new publisher, Viva Editions. And I was kind of beginning this project, and then my house burned down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow.
Yeah.
And see, that's what we were just talking with our last guest.
That's almost the ultimate manifestation of losing it all.
Yeah,
like, because it's like a literal, in the literal sense, it's losing everything.
Yeah.
You have your house burned down.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Did you lose family members?
No.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. That, see, to me, you know, I don't know. I've kind of come to a different place. If you have your health or you have your family, all that materialistic, I mean, thank God I've never been through that. But I've lost a baby. And so I had the other end of that. Mm. And so, you know, these are possessions, and I don't know. You tell me, were you able to, I mean, how did that?
Yeah, how did you bounce back?
Yeah, how did you bounce back?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, because, yes, it's not a person. And what I found is there's a massive gap in the market as far as supporting people who've been through loss in a different way. There's a lot of support around what it's like to lose someone, you know, the death of a human. Or even animals, you know, pets, things like that. But as far as material possessions, there's not much out there. So we kind of had to forge our own way. And, you know, three of my neighbors died in the fire. So it was quite a tragic loss.
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But I have to say, you know, obviously their pain was much more severe, the ones who lost family members. And we can't minimize what the pain of the other people. It's so discombobulating. I mean, absolutely everything is gone. And, you know, it's really, until you actually go through it, it is hard to understand. And, you know, everybody's pain is relative to their experience, you know.
Exactly.
For one person, might not have been that big of a deal. But it's not just the loss of everything. It's what it entails, the kind of the rebuilding, the insurance piece, all of that. It was and I've lost pregnancies too, and had cancer and been through addiction and had the dear, dear, dear friends die, and, you know, before their time, and, you know, all of those kind of things. And this was up there, I have to say. It was
of course, I'm sure.
One of the losses of my life.
So, Kristen, out of, like, to use a play on words, out of the ashes, you came from this concept of, like, what are you waiting for?
Yes, well, you know, and it's so... I couldn't miss the fact that there were so many metaphors about fire. And having been in this world of self-help for a while, I have a master's in counseling, so I was a therapist for a while as well. So I've been around this, and I knew the metaphors were too rich to miss. And so, and thankfully, too, I've walked through other fires in life, you know, psychological, emotional fires in life. And so I had the sense that this could also lead me somewhere else as far as becoming someone new, transformation, all of that. And
I want to stop you right there for a second. One, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
The brighter side of the 805.
That's right. And we're here with Tom and Sean. And our phone number here is 650-1590, 650-1590. If you want to comment on what we're talking about, it's all about really self-help. It's self-awareness. It's about really taking on our life. I mean, life throws us curves. That's just the way it is. And, as life goes on, it's about conquering. It's about enjoying your ride, enjoying the journey. And it's interesting because here you lost everything. But, my dad always kind of told me, and I know I say this a lot, is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And it seems like that's what you were able to do here, correct?
Yes. Yeah, and so, I definitely is what I was able to do. Unfortunately, I am a writer, so I channeled everything into my writing and had the opportunity at the same exact time to be working on this book, which then made it a whole deeper cut at this concept of waiting, that sometimes it is time to kind of gather our thoughts and go quiet and be patient and, to find that line for ourselves when it's time to jump and when it's time to wait.
Do you think that God doesn't give us, and I never really talk about religion, but the universe doesn't give us what we can't handle. It's almost scary because, kind of like all of a sudden this happened, and I don't know what, where your life was or what, but sometimes it's like, okay, Karen, Kristen needed a clean slate again. And a really hard way, but I look at it like, okay, what lesson am I supposed to learn from this one,
Well, definitely. Yeah. And I think that, I've heard funny comments about that therefore God must think I can handle a lot. I think that I'm a very spiritual person, and this did definitely enhance and develop further my spiritual path, but I also think life just gives us life, and then it's up to each of us of how do we handle it? Do we step up to that? Do we look for the lessons? And also, in the grief process, though, we really need to give ourselves time and space to grieve properly. Everybody does it differently, and there's no quick fix, and there's no right way. So I always want to encourage people listening to let yourself have your own process.
And you're right. It's not a race of life. It's kind of like everybody needs to go at their own pace because so many people are like, she's been doing this for this long, or, she's here in her job, or he's doing better in this, or we can't compare, ever compare ourselves to anybody else.
But it's almost natural to
exactly.
do that.
It is natural, but gosh, we all have our own, it's our own race.
Exactly, and that's really the message of this book, is coming back to finding your own truth in your own way, because we all know we shouldn't compare, and we all do. It's just part of human nature. But that can end up driving us, and we can live from that place versus a place of finding our own truth and our own freedom and our own expression. And frankly, that is the biggest thing that got burned away from me in the fire, was that excessive drive to get somewhere and for perfection and all of that. And I just eased up on myself a lot, and that's what I hope for my readers, is they will just, finally give themselves a break. We've got this human mechanism we call a brain, and it's going to try to run us into the ground,
sure.
And what else is possible?
Balancing it with the heart. Kristen,
yes.
What is our what can readers expect from this book? Is this sort of like we read along with your journey and get a catharsis learning, or do you actually have lessons and things?
I actually have lessons.
Okay, so
I
tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, not just my own stories, but I actually bring in other people's stories as well, people I've interviewed over the years and been in this path in this field for 24 years. I have what I call gentle knocks throughout the book, and they're an opportunity to stop and answer questions. And, if readers are like me, typically we just speed through those things and don't even pay attention, and so I really ask people to stop and just take a few moments. There's no right or wrong answer, but that's where we actually can learn, is stop and apply some of the questions to ourselves.
I that's interesting. Okay, I come like speed bumps, right? Like
yes,
little life
exactly.
bumps. that's
perfect.
Really cool, because yeah. I'm one of those readers, I don't speed through it. I like to read that. I like little clumps of pages. That's how, you know. And yes. I know, you know, God, Sean's an author. He's written an amazing book. And so everybody has their different styles. It's just exactly like life. Everybody yes. has what they need exactly when they need it. And I truly yes. believe that. So,
and
gosh.
I don't overwhelm people with the questions, but I place them, you know, in really nicely laid out and spaced out ways so you can have your journal with you and just jot things down.
Wow. I like it. What exactly are we going to find in your book?
What are you going to find?
Yes.
I wish I could tell you you're going to find the answer to all of what ails you in the world. And I actually take that idea apart because I think there's so much out there that's about quick fix.
Right.
And so I say, you know, if I could give you the answer to why you wait and how to never wait again, I might be tempted. However, I know that there really isn't one answer.
Mm.
And I'm not going to try to find the one answer.
Right.
So really, if people are going to find their own self-discovery, and if they're willing to take that journey and really look and peer in the nooks and crannies, then that's when something's going to happen.
You know, I just want to say one of your gentle knocks is take a quick inventory of your stuff. How much is in storage? How much new stuff do you acquire every year? And what percentage of your stuff would you say you haven't looked at or touched in the last year?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay, yes. That is heavy right there. So, God, I really love it. I'm gonna read through all your little knocks, you know?
Thank you.
Where do we find your book, Kristen?
You can find it at any of your local booksellers. You can ask them to order it if they don't have it. Of course, you can get it online, Amazon.com. It is out now, so it is shipping.
Oh, good for you. Okay, great. And I'd love to get copies of your other books and have you back on.
Oh, I'd love that.
I love when we're learning from other people. That's what this is all about here on the 805 and on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest is Dr. Darren Wiseman, and we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give some tickets away right now to the blue and the gray, and that is November 9th and 10th. And I have a set of tickets that we're going to give away, and then also on my Facebook, we're going to give it away. So go to the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook, like us, share us, and say put the blue and the gray right next to it.
And the blue and gray is, we're going to have guests on a little later,
yeah,
highlighting that the fact that it's the largest Civil War reenactment west of the Mississippi. I mean, it's an incredible event. So.
Exactly. So we're going to take caller number 5 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Darren Wiseman. Life Coach segment is tapping into your true self and tools to live a happier life. That's what we're talking about here on the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and congratulations to Mark out there. You got yourself two tickets. Again, like I said, is you want to go to the Taste, you want to go to the blue and gray on Thursday, go on my Facebook, like us on the Kim Pagano Show, and share us. If you don't have a Facebook, email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Kim at Kim Pagano. For anybody that doesn't know how to spell my last name, Pagano, show.com, and you'll be entered to win. I'd love to hear from you. In fact, Sean, you were just saying that.
Yeah, it'd be great for callers to call in right now, and if we can get someone to almost share their personal triumph story.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're currently going through something.
And they just want some feedback or some support. That's what it's all about here. We're here for you. And again, our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We welcome your calls. Our next guest is Dr. Darren Wiseman. And tapping into your true self and tools to help living a happier life. And not only that, is Dr. Darren teaches a course that instructs you to look at your body as a dialogue. And I think that's really interesting because I think our body is like our map, and so many people don't look inside or study how they feel or anything, and all of a sudden they're like, how'd that happen? So, you know, anyways, Dr. Wiseman, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for joining us here.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a holistic physician, correct?
Yeah. I'm a doctor of holistic medicine, chiropractor, acupuncturist, studied Ayurvedic medicine and multiple just different forms of ways to empower the body to be what it's designed to be, a self-healing organism. So
mm-hmm.
studied throughout the States and China and Sri Lanka and, you know, put it all together to help people recognize that there really is a conversation going on with symptoms, stress, and disease, and it's not just that we're unlucky, that there's a Morse code or an SOS of sorts that's grabbing our attention.
Wow, you know, I love how you say that, a conversation with your own body.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's interesting because I think that you've done some studies of habits of happy people, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about that. I think that's really interesting. I do want to give out our phone number, 650-1590. If you would like to be a part of our show right now, we welcome your call, 650-1590.
Yeah. So, you know, happy people are people that understand the relationship between their actions and their life. And the choices that they make and consequences, and being able to look at certain circumstances that we might think really suck because they're painful or stressful, but rather than looking at them as a failure, they look at them as feedback.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, rather than the so-called problems of our life, there are actually portals to a whole new you, and happy people really know how to focus on where they're going rather than what they want to get rid of.
Oh, okay, wait. So let's dig deeper into
that. Just shift of perspective almost.
Yeah, that's a great thing, Sean, because when you change the way you view things, the things that you view change, and that's the beauty of the mind. See, what I've come to discover is that what we think is wrong with us is actually the doorway for us to reevaluate, understand that there must be something underneath the surface of what's going on in the moment. And then as a result of what we're observing, we can then set an intention about where we're going. See, the most powerful thing that we've got working for us is our mind. And it either becomes a tool for change or a tormentor that keeps us stuck in the same patterns of relationship, of unhealthy bodies, of struggling in different aspects of life.
Mm.
And can you I'm going to bring up just a wild card topic right here. You know, I had a thought the other day about how.
Another
thought. No, but someone, you notice every once in a while that, like, people who have been just bombarded with adversity, whether there's a physical handicap, some sort of something that kind of makes their life even harder than the person right next to them. I've been very lucky. I haven't had certain things. And I almost feel like there's a drive for certain people. A lot of people let it overwhelm them and they just fall. But there's a certain drive that comes from adversity. And so I think what you're saying
like this
is
can
that
make me stronger.
You can actually, yeah, well, or just how you embrace it.
Okay, and
how
you know,
take it on.
What's interesting, and you know, you went through a divorce, okay? It's all about how you receive it. So if other people, that would be devastating for them.
Yeah, I mean, after 15 years, you expect that's going to be your life.
Do you see what I mean? So,
but
that, Not that it didn't faze you. You went on. And that's what life is, going on. Do you agree, Dr. Weissman?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, everybody has their thing. There's no one that doesn't have their particular thing that emotionally gets them. And the thing is whether it be a divorce, whether it be a traumatic situation that happens in life, a diagnosis, more than anything, it's not what happens to us that matters. What matters is how we respond to what happens to us. And that's what we call consciousness. I developed the system after studying all these different natural forms of holistic healing. I discovered a system that's called the Lifeline Technique. And what I've discovered in working with different people is that as a result of understanding and going through the Lifeline Technique, you no longer look at the things of life in a bad way or a wrong way or I'm broken. You begin to look at the opportunities with a lens of gratitude, with a lens of acceptance and compassion towards yourself and others. It ends up becoming a natural byproduct.
Right. Now, you know what's interesting? I know that you talk about tapping into your true self, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people do, like one of my girlfriends, and she's been on the show, she does tapping on her body. And what is that? Why? I mean, how does that, is it like kind of awakening up that part of your body? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, well, I'm very familiar with EFT. What I teach is a system that's called the Lifeline Technique, which integrates tapping, but it's a combination of tapping and 15 other systems all into one. And in my latest book, The Heart of the Matter, I talk about a process that enables people to process emotion in the moment. So if you're frustrated or if you're sad or you're anxious, you wake up and you're like, I don't even know why I'm depressed. I know I didn't wake up this morning going, it's a great day to be depressed, but I'm feeling this way and I don't want to get out of my bed. I teach people how to process their emotions in any given moment so that you can be present in the moment and then move through it with intention rather than reacting to the reactions that are already in motion.
So for anybody that's just joining us right now, and if you woke up and you're not feeling your best and you want to call in, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Dr. Darren Weissman. Our phone number here is 650-1590. Dr. Weissman, take us through that step. We wake up. We're not feeling our best.
We just want to pull the covers back
over our head. Yeah, it's like, oh, God, not another day. And tell us what you would do.
The first step is, let's say, woke up this morning, my heart's beating really fast, I'm anxious, I've got a million things running through my mind because I've got this whole to-do list of things, that are going on in my life. I feel like I'm so behind the eight ball, and I'm feeling really cruddy, and the first thing that you do is you ask yourself a simple question. I call it the truth question, and the truth question puts you in the observer role because that's where you're going to have your power, and the truth question is, hey, Sean, Kim, if you were given the opportunity to create your life today, this moment, right now, would you choose to create it feeling anxious or depressed or where you wanted to stay in bed and not get out of bed? Would you ever choose to create your life feeling this way? Would
never.
And the answer is hell no.
Right.
Hell no. Like, not a chance. No one wakes up and says, oh, it's a great day for diarrhea and a migraine and anxiety.
I love it.
And I know that's like kind of silly, but that's the reality. Nobody chooses allergies to cancer to bipolar disorder, but we have these experiences that are so ever-present. By asking the truth question, you go, all right, this isn't an action, a conscious choice. Something's being triggered in me that's causing me to reflexively react in this way. And that reactive part of ourself is called our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind reacts. It doesn't choose. It doesn't judge. If it gets triggered, it reacts. So there's some memory that we don't know, because it's subconscious, that's getting triggered, that's causing me to view myself and the world through this filter or this lens that's causing me to feel the way that I'm feeling physically.
This is really interesting because there's times that, you know, and I'm sure that I'm not alone out there. I'm just going to say it right now, because there's times that maybe you're in a job or you're, in a project or whatever, right? And, you're kind of like, I really live from fake it till you make it, okay? And then sometimes I have to go, and I'm going to call it the truth question, okay, because I like that, is this really working for me?
Yeah.
Because we wake up every day and we can, fake it for a while, and then you have to really be honest with yourself. And if it's not, that is the opportunity. It's like you really want to lie to yourself. But a lot of us do. I do it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm happy. This works, and it doesn't. So that is, I love that you ask yourself, is this really working? Is this how you want your life
and
to be?
One of the things I like about this, Darren, is well, first I want to remind our listeners you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. But one of the great points that you just made is it's not that we are going to ignore those challenges. We have cancer, we have our foreclosure, whatever's going on that morning. It's almost you're taking into account those things and saying, what do I want anyway from this day?
Right.
Interesting. Because it's not like you're playing a denial game to get up and be cheerful and happy that day in the morning. It's almost like I'm accounting for all these things, and this is what I wish to see from the lot that I have, that I currently have.
Yeah, it's really a healthy balance between optimism, fake it till you make it, and, rather than being in a foo-foo-woo-woo world where I, really pretend that what's going on isn't going on, the only person that could ever take responsibility for our lives is ourselves.
Right.
We're the common denominator. And so, as a result of going, oh, would I ever choose this? And the answer is hell no to any pain, fear, and stress from subtle to extreme. Then we go, okay, I know that there's something being triggered in me. Most people don't know the role that our mind plays in every experience of our life. And when we can begin to harness this mind, like we know the placebo is so profound. We know that people that have a negative attitude and are hypochondriacs, it's so profound that if we could harness the mind and put intention into it, the impact that it has on what we create manifests physically in our health and our relationships and our opportunities is truly, it can become, it's a game changer, really. So, once you ask the truth question, well, heck no, I wouldn't choose this, now you can start to understand that there is a sequential process of getting your mind to work for you rather than against you. And it's a process that I bring people, it's called the road to manifestation. And that is, once you've asked that discerning question of the truth question, now you want to set intention, you want to use your imagination, you want to start to take action and focus, because your mind's like a good dog. When it's trained, it's the best friend you ever had. But if you got a dog that you haven't trained, you got a mind that is just in a fully reactive place, which so many people are, then it's really going to see those squirrels and run, and you're going to lose track of it.
I love it. I think we have a phone call right now. And who do we have?
It is Richard.
Richard, are you there? Thank you so much for calling the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. What's going on?
Yes, I just wanted to ask the author. I didn't catch his name because I just turned the radio
on. Dr. Darren Weissman.
Okay, here's my question. I happen to be in the situation right now. I'll make it brief because I don't have much time.
Sure.
My sister is right now, she's in the hospital. She's undergone surgery for an aneurysm. And she had a huge hemorrhage right after the surgery. And, I look at this and, I have my way of handling it and the whole situation. But I was wondering, if he were in this situation, how would he react to this?
Okay, Dr. Weissman, did you hear that?
I couldn't really hear it.
Okay, his sister is in the hospital with an aneurysm, and Richard, I'm thinking, and to help me out with this, is you are thinking that you handling it one way, is she married and her family's handling it a different, or your parents are handling it different?
Well, it's mainly her son and her husband. They're handling it different than I am, but as her brother. How would he handle this?
How can she handle it?
How would you handle that?
From what point of view? From her point of view? From his point of view?
From my point of view.
You know, what I would encourage you to do, Richard, from your point of view, and first and foremost, infinite love and gratitude to your beautiful sister being healthy and whole and moving through this in a real positive way. But what I would encourage you to do is to appreciate, what is this triggering within you? Is this causing you to feel sad? Are you feeling frustrated that other people aren't processing it the same way that you are? Whatever emotions are being evoked in your own heart, you want to process your own emotions. By you processing your emotions, and what I mean by that is simply observing them, seeing what's going on and giving yourself love, feeling what's going on and giving yourself love, hearing your own inner messages, no matter if they're positive or negative, and giving yourself love, that's the most profound thing that you can do, because when you find yourself reacting to a real reactive circumstance, then it only escalates the stress of it. And by you being able to process your emotions, you'll find that you're able to move through this. And when you're able to move through it, you become a beacon of light that empowers other people to move through really stressful situations as well.
And Richard, I think I just have to add to that, to use Dr. Weissman's own method of the hell yes, hell no test.
Right.
You almost want to ask yourself, would feeling these negative or fear or any of these sort of what we would call negative frustration, angry, depressed emotions, another practical way of looking at it is, does that help my sister in
right.
this case? And,
right.
and the answer is hell no. But feeling positive, being optimistic that her, you know, that she'll make a full recovery, those sorts of things, that's going to actually be a more positive thing for your sister even, let alone for yourself.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. And fortunately, that's pretty much how I'm trying to go through it right now. And I just wanted to hear his perspective.
Well, and Richard, positive prayers and thoughts for you and your family. And you know what? Be that positive anchor for them.
I try. I do. Thank you very much.
All right. You got it. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let us know what's going on. All right. Gosh, we are almost at the end of our show here. And really, I appreciate our calls. I always want to give out our email, kim@kimpaganoshow.com. If you want to ever be a part of our show, you want to shout out anything from the 805, if you've got something going on, I'd love to have you on my show. That's what this is about. It's about really us teaming up together and conquering the world. This is it. It's a support. So, gosh, Dr. Darren Weissman, I love what you're talking about. I know we didn't have a lot of time to talk. I'd love to have you back on. Give us a couple of thoughts for the last second of our, you know, a couple minutes of our show.
Well, you know, a real poignant thing is, you know, I know that so many people struggle each and every day, each and every day. And I am so confident that no matter where you are, if you really are willing and open to look at things differently, you can make a real powerful and positive change. And I would love to offer your listeners, you know, to anybody who sends me an email at Darren.
You know what, Darren, we're not going to have enough time for that, but can you send it to me? I'll put it on Facebook,
cool.
Like the Kim Pagano Show right now, so I can share you. We are at the end of our show. I do want to remind everybody to tune in from 2 to 3. We've got really great guests, lots of stuff to give away, and thank you so much for joining us here. Of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is determined more by the state of one's mind than by one's external conditions. And so with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great weekend, and tune in again at 2 to 3, and I'll talk to you later.
Happy 805.
Weird News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Yep.